Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show, presented by Mick Delivery. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Zulily, partnering with local youth organizations to present the Zulily Dream Team. And by Mick Delivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with Mick Delivery. The Mick Delivery Postmatch Show starts now.
12 years, 12 trips to the postseason for your Seattle Sounders. They clinch the playoff spot tonight down at Providence Park against the Vancouver Whitecaps. Your Seattle Sounders are back in it again, and they jump up to first place in the Western Conference with a 2-0 win over Vancouver tonight. And welcome in to our Mick Delivery post-match show. Jackson Feltz here with you alongside Seattle University head coach Pete Fewing. We're here for the next half hour to break down all the action that we just saw. Two goals in the second half, and it's a combination we don't always get to see, but it sure was pretty tonight. It's Nicolas Ladero from Raul Ruiz Diaz for the second goal.
Andrade sends it forward, corner box right is Raul Ruiz Diaz, gets around Veselovic, inside the box, little touch, oh, what a play! Ladero from Ruiz Diaz, 2-0 Seattle in the 60th minute. Raul Ruiz Diaz uses Veselovic, gets inside the box, back to the Uruguayan, and quickly it's 2-0 Seattle.
And your Budweiser Man of the Match, of course, is Raul Ruiz Diaz. Fans, make sure to cast your vote for the Budweiser Man of the Match every match day on the official Sounders FC app. Pete, you know, we talked about it in the pre-match show, and I asked you very simply, listen, you're getting back your star striker, the Peruvian Raul Ruiz Diaz. Is it as simple as the element of creating chances and finishing chances, the problem that was for the last month goes away? Well, we didn't see in the first half, but the second half, that problem did go away.
Well, he's a lethal striker. You give him half a chance, and he's going to make it a full chance. You give him three opportunities, he's going to get one, maybe two, maybe three goals. The goal he finished was clinical. Bush had no chance on it whatsoever. Really good ball from Nuhu, bending in, put it right in his path. And he did the rest. And then the assist that he got, it just turned the corner.
Used that turn he made.
It was perfect. You know, oh. He used his body leverage to, he's got the defender up high, goes right underneath him. And then Ladero times his run, and it's two guys who have played a lot of soccer together over the last few years. And it's a simple clinical finish as well. So two clinical goals. It's hard to get the opportunity. Seattle had to weather a little bit of the storm of, well, not a storm exactly from Vancouver, but they were clogging things up quite a bit, putting numbers behind the ball.
And so, really, we're watching the replay here. We're at a very cold CenturyLink field, and we're watching the replay of the Ladero goal from Ruiz Diaz. The turn that he makes on that initial ball, Veselinovic has no idea he's going to go that direction. I don't think he has a clue that Ruiz Diaz is actually going to go towards the box. And so that's the first part about this play, as we kind of, you know, start to tease the TCL play of the match coming up a little bit later in the post-game show. But in the Mick Delivery post-match show, I should say, as well. But then the finish from Ladero. I mean, you're kind of almost falling down in a moment. You have a bunch of Whitecaps kind of just filling that six-yard area. So for Ladero to just put such a clinical finish on that bell on the left side, Pete, I mean, that was just a spectacular play. And overall, again, the way that we asked it at the halftime show, and I don't know if they were listening, probably not, but I guess you never know. And we asked more Ladero, and we asked for more urgency and more of that quick one touch. And that was a perfect example of just a hit at first time for Nicolas Ladero. Everything we wanted to see at the halftime show ended up happening in the second half.
Yeah, well, and Ruiz Diaz, the way he spun Veselinovic just was, he baited him into it. They got body contact, and he had leverage going underneath him. And so, and honestly, that's an easy move for him because he's that good. Honestly, it's not, a lot of players wouldn't recognize that, but he used his body well and spun him. And then it was just Ladero put himself in the spot, timing, quality pass. I don't want to say an easy finish for Ladero, but it was an easy finish
they
for
They make
Ladero.
It look easy.
They make
Both
it look
them.
Easy. Yeah. Exactly. So, and Seattle, as the game wore on, you could feel their confidence growing and getting back to the rhythm that they had when they had all their regular starters.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's just say right here, I mean, that is really the play of the match, and it is presented by TCL, the official smartphone and tablet partner of Seattle Sounders FC. What a play it was. Let's talk about the first goal here for a minute, Pete, and I teased this on Twitter, everybody, so prepare your ears. I'm about to sing the praises of Nuhu for a while on this post-match show, on the McDelivery post-match show, because Nuhu, Pete, we have been waiting. And I've been on his case for a long time about developing the offensive side of his game. I'm kind of like, you know, man, you're such an outstanding defensive player. One-on-one defending, maybe up there among the best, if not the best, in Major League Soccer in terms of just his incredible quality, his speed, all of his defensive attributes so far up there. But we've been waiting for this offensive side of his game. And I've been saying, come on, Nuhu, if you're just going to be able to develop a cross, be able to develop an ability to put a ball in, you know, at various angles, whether you're going back post, which we saw actually in the previous game to Kelvin Leerdam, and whether that was headed, it was a missed header, or whether you're going to put it a little bit to a trailing runner, like we saw Christian Roldan in this game, and Roldan couldn't handle it. And then the cross that he makes to Rui Diaz on this first goal, I mean, Pete, Nuhu is developing the offensive part of his game. He's developing these crosses. He is starting to turn into if he continues with these, the last two games, what he's been doing, that's an offensive weapon for you suddenly.
Well, he's refining his game.
Yes,
he's a young 23-year-old. So, and when you Cameroon, the Cameroonian system is different than the German or the English system, and players develop at a different in a different way. And so his reps, I give Brian Schmetzer a lot of credit for sticking with him and seeing what some people might have gotten frustrated. I've never heard him, and we have honest conversations, and I've never heard him say things that are really negative. He's got work to do, but he's getting better. He's getting better. And you're seeing it. And even his body language on the field, makes a mistake, puts his hand up. That's a sign of maturity,
yeah.
Right? And I like him. He's fun to watch. He's a player that he's a bit unpredictable. He's willing to do a bicycle kick inside his own box defensively. But we haven't seen that a lot lately, so that's good. He'll go on a run with a 2-0 lead instead of staying home. He's gotten better at that as well. So some of his early decisions that he made are getting curbed, and he's getting better at them. So they've done incredibly well. You know, you look at Jordan Morris, for instance, the crossing with the outside of his right foot is pretty impressive to me, and a lot of players wouldn't try that. He's getting better at 26 years old. He's very comfortable left or right foot. He had a very nice left foot across today that just was about a foot high on Rui Diaz. So you're watching players. Christian Roldan's another one. We expect a lot out of these guys. They're starting to come into your own. You hit your prime in soccer, in the pros, 24, 25, 26. And if your body can stay healthy and strong, then you get to extend it longer. We're seeing that with some of our young guns, and it's impressive to me how Seattle constructs their lineup. When you really break it down, they've got their DPs, they've got their TAM guys, they've got their college guys, they've got their academy guys. If I am a GM in the MLS, I am trying to figure out their recipe, and that's it. They really do a great job, and they can risk when you've got Jao Paulo, when you've got Gustav Svensson,
right.
When you've got Arriaga, Gomez Andrade, when you got those players around him, and then you got Fry behind him, you know, he gets
good luck, Major League Soccer.
He gets a tutorial, Nuhu does, every game on what he should be doing, but I am seeing progress, and it's fun.
Massive progress for Nuhu. It's just, I can't say it enough. The development on his offensive game, the development of these crosses that we're seeing him being able to put together right on the exact spot. I mean, shoot, if Christian Roldan handles that as a trailing runner there in the second half, then that's probably your third goal. You know, in the last game, if Kelvin puts that on target, that's a goal, and that turns into a win. I mean, Nuhu's really, really coming along at 23 years old. Still a lot of time to develop. I mean, Brad Smith's going to be here for the next 2 years. Sort of interesting now. That's going to be a fun little competition there. But for Nuhu, this is awesome to see his game developing. And then you mentioned 26-year-olds. Jordan Morris, a belated happy birthday to Jordan Morris, who turned 26 yesterday.
Yeah, well, part of pro soccer, around the world, professional football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, is selling players. So now you say you got Brad Smith for two more years.
Yeah.
Could you, DeAndre Yedlin went for I believe it was $5 million, right, when he went to the English Premier League. If you can be a club that also sells players, wins championships, you are barking up the correct tree. That, you know, no one necessarily wants to see him go, but if Seattle could sell him in a year.
You're talking about Nuhu?
Nuhu, yeah. If they could, I don't think they necessarily get that kind of money for him, but it is part of the equation. When you're putting these rosters together, you got to think, okay, and you want to be a club that does move players to, if you could go, to, I'm not saying he's going to the English Premier League. I'm not saying that.
And Nuhu but the EPL.
Well, I just think, though, that it's part of the equation year in and year out in all professional sports. Trades are something that does happen. And how you manage your, you know, the depth that Seattle has at left back, at right back, center back, defensive center mid, all across the board. Where they might be a little bit thin, maybe up front, you've got a very, very, very good striker in Rui Diaz. Will Bruin does the yeoman's work, good journeyman, not quite the same as Rui Diaz.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the offensive execution in the second half. You're listening to the McDelivery post-match show here on KJR, and we have a lot coming up. We're going to continue this McDelivery match review as we talk about this match, and specifically what we talked about at halftime and asking for Brian Schmetzer to change. We saw it. So we're going to talk about that offensive execution in the second half, what made that difference, and simply having Raul Rui Diaz back, because he is certainly one of the best players in this league, and we saw it tonight as he returned and the Sounders picked up a 2-0 win. They have clinched a postseason berth for the 12th consecutive season. They are 12-for-12 as a franchise in Major League Soccer, and on top of that, they have jumped up to first place in the Western Conference again. A lot more coming up as the Sounders get the 2-0 win on the McDelivery post-match show on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
It's been a minute since we heard Taking Care of Business. Great to hear here on the Sounders FC post-match show, the McDelivery post-match show. After every Sounders match here on KJR, you are hearing Taking Care of Business because the Sounders took care of business tonight down in Portland against Vancouver. 2-0, the final score there. And tonight's match delivery is presented by McDelivery. Tonight's match review, is presented by McDelivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with McDelivery. I used McDelivery last weekend, actually. Very efficient, very good. Got myself a couple breakfast sandwiches. I highly recommend McDelivery. It worked out great. But here in this McDelivery match review, Pete, you know, we were talking at halftime, and I was pretty critical of them. I said, you know, we talked about the one-touch passing against a team that's going to bunker. We talked about, you know, just needing to break this streak of not only not finishing chances, but not creating chances in these last, you know, four or so games, and then also going back to the 1-0 loss at Portland in that same place. And, you know, I think ultimately seeing that urgency, I think you guys said at the start of the second half, the urgency was higher, Pete, and the tempo was higher, and the first touches and just those quick passing there in the final third, all of that was exactly where you wanted it there in the second half.
Yeah, I heard Casey give an interview to the Vancouver blog that they have, or a webcast that they have, and he was saying the season's been so interesting because two home games, and then the world kind of blows up. Then it's a couple months off, and we're in Florida for the bubble, and then you come back, and it's get on track, and then a game's canceled at LA Galaxy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Over the protests. And so it's been up and down. Then you lose three key starters, important players, off to international duty. And now you're back. Well, guess what? Now this is the time, right? There's three games to go and then a playoff picture. And you can see tonight that the team came back together as they need to, and they will be better. Colorado will be an interesting game. I'm curious what the weather's going to be like. I know it could be freezing there. I think they have had some snow in the past week. So, Seattle is right where it wants to be, health-wise, fitness-wise, depth-wise, confidence-wise. Tonight, got them right back on track.
We'll talk a little bit about Colorado in our final segment and that whole situation, because the weather will be interesting, the health will be interesting. By the way, Sounders Weekly, for those of you who listen to Sounders Weekly Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on KJR, we're actually going to have a special Sounders Weekly on a Wednesday tomorrow night from 7 to 8. Talk with Garth Lagerwey, continue to break down this match here against Vancouver, and then we'll also look ahead to Colorado, and we'll get updates from Garth Lagerwey on the injury situations. But, you know, Pete, as we look at it here, going into the match, as we look at the subs, you know, Roman Torres gets in there in the 83rd minute. That was great to see him back on the field. The ability of Brian Schmetzer to create that back five again, which is something that we've really seen for these last few years. And I think that there was a little bit of concern this year before they added Roman back of, okay, you know, do you really feel comfortable having a back five where your three center backs are going to be O'Neal, Arriaga, and Jamar? And I think there was a little bit of that's fine, but it's not like the threesome that we've had there in the back of, you know, when we had the Chad and Kim Ki-hee and Roman Torres, that you know, when you can create a back five with those guys in the middle, that was a brick wall that nobody could get behind. But now, if you can bring around Roman and go Jamar, Roman, and, you know, whether it's Arriaga or O'Neal, that's sort of the brick wall that we want to see if you're up late in a game like you're up 2-0 in this one.
Well, and Torres, he brings a few things. He's a great locker room presence. He's got his dance. He's, you know, doesn't speak great English, and yet communicates very well with everybody. He's tugging on guys' ears. He's always kind of messing around. He makes the locker room a lot of fun.
Speaking of locker room, can you do the bang against the lockers when it's at Portland
singing the
versus Vancouver?
Sounders
win. Can you do Jingle Bells?
No question.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
keep going. Didn't want to.
I did think that, honestly, but yeah, that song will be sung tonight for sure, and doubly because they probably feel like they're sticking it to Portland
to
as well as Vancouver. So they get
go ahead on Roman, though. Sorry to interrupt you.
Well, he's a great locker room guy. He's also a guy that can bring something to a game. He did it for Panama, right, in a World Cup qualifier. He came in to a Portland game getting an assist with a Clint Dempsey goal. So offensively, he can get himself forward. I could see Brian Schmetzer saying, hey, you know, we're down. We're going to put Roman in, and we want him to go be a big body inside the box. I think it might be Will Bruin ahead of that. But, you know, Roman knows how to win. And the deal was, hey, he comes here. Miami's paying most of his salary, right? And so Roman, the deal was, we'll give you a chance. And Roman wanted to come. He wasn't in Miami's plans. And so they said, pick a place you want to go. And this is where he wanted to be because he wants another one of those rings. So he's getting toward the end of his career, but he brings something, personality, energy, grit, bite, and also a bit of an offensive wild card. So, yeah, it's great. It's very smart to get him on the field. Brian, I'm sure, would love to have gotten him 11 minutes instead of 8. And if it was 11, he would have wanted 14, or maybe just staying at 11, honestly. But he's got to get him back in because players need to know what it's like to play with him.
Speaking of guys who got minutes in this match, Jovan Jones. He had the right high ankle sprain for a while. He comes into the match in the 73rd minute. Then he goes down for a little bit with an ankle injury, and that was scary as heck. I mean, Jude, I mean, my God, Pete, you would hate to see a repeat of an injury like that for a guy who just is finally getting back in there minutes after hitting the field. Jovan's okay, it looks like, and that's just another added piece to this team that gets healthier.
Yeah, he's going to be sore, no question. And what they'll have to do on that is weigh if it's good to bring him to Colorado, or if he did, you know, re-injure that, maybe leave him home and get him ready for the next one. Seattle getting the 3 points tonight gives him a little bit of a cushion. So, too bad. He looked like he was in a lot of discomfort. And when you're still moving, those injuries, you can kind of try to run them off. But once you get on a plane for 30, 40 minutes, he might be in a little bit of discomfort. So if they left him home at Colorado, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. But I have no idea the extent of that injury. But it's disappointing for him. He's just gotten back on the field.
So he did play the rest, so that's the good news, and it seems like Jovan Jones is okay, but we'll see about Colorado on Sunday. Quickly, your final stats of the game. Seattle led on shots 11-4, shots on targets 4-0, so Vancouver didn't even give Stephen Fry a save of the match. Possession-wise, Seattle dominated at 68%. I think they even had it at 66 in the first half, so this was a game that Seattle always handled. They never really, they had the first half, they just weren't able to get really great chances. They increased the urgency and they ended up getting two goals there in the second half to make the final score 2-0. They clinched their 12th consecutive playoff berth, 12-12 as a club in MLS, and also jumped back to first place in the Western Conference. But in terms of what's next for the Sounders, we're going to look ahead to the Colorado Rapids coming up in our next segment. I will let you know very quick, Sounder fans, that voting for the 2020 election closes 1 week from today. At, 9:30 here as our clocks hit it on this Tuesday night. We are really 1 week away exactly from a big moment in our country's history. And you can visit soundersfc.com/vote to learn how you can participate. Again, the election closes 1 week from today. Well, we'll come back, wrap up the post-match show, the McDelivery post-match show, and we will talk about Colorado coming up on Sunday. And that's going to be down in Colorado. We'll talk about that next on Southwest Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Seattle Sounders get the 2-0 win over Vancouver in Portland tonight. Jump back up to first place in the Western Conference, clinch their 12th consecutive playoff berth. Let's really quickly take a look at scores from around the league. Nashville 1, Montreal 0, that's it. That's your full scoreboard tonight, other than the Sounders game. Very, very quick there as nobody plays. Colorado, meanwhile, is the Seattle Sounders' next opponent. And Colorado is actually going to be playing at Minnesota tomorrow night. That's going to be a 5 p.m. match there. And for the Colorado Rapids, this is a team that has, they played this last week against Sporting Kansas City. But it's a team that before that had not played in a very, very long time. They had continued positive COVID tests, so they continuously had matches postponed. They have only played 14 on the year, so tomorrow's going to be their 15th match. Comparatively, Seattle's now played 19. Vancouver's played 21. So how the MLS is going to rearrange this and try to make the playoffs work is a great question. But, Pete, this is a Colorado team that – yeah, they haven't played, but they still got some good players on there. They had a good end to last year. If we look at points per game, they're at seventh place in the Western Conference right now. So it's a Colorado team that at home against the Sounders, on the road, on both of these teams on short rest, this could be a tricky one.
Well, the one thing that you see where they're at record-wise and where they are in the conference, but they've scored 25 goals and they've given up 24. So they're a plus one. That's mm-hmm. When you look at other teams surrounding them on the table, a lot of teams are giving up 30, 35 goals. So defensively, they're hard to break down. They're going to be at home. We mentioned the weather, by the way. Matt Johnson was kind enough to tell us that it's 59 on the high, 40 on the lows, and it's going to be sunny. So weather's not going to be a factor for this one. But you can't look past these teams. Robin Fraser is a very good coach. Yeah. He's not going to let his team, yes, they're below the playoff mark right now. They're second to last place above LA Galaxy. So, but they're not going. Everybody wants. I said it before. This one, right? You're playing the Seattle Sounders, right? You want them.
You're the hunted.
Yeah, exactly. You want to make sure that you don't look. That you don't think the season is over. So, and again, Robin Fraser is not going to allow that. And Seattle needs to, more than anything, momentum going into the playoffs is a big factor. So they've got to keep their quality that we saw in the second half going for the 90 minutes at Colorado.
It's going to be a big match for this team because you look at it, what you can do if you get a win. And, as I look at the schedule for tomorrow, we do the scoreboard, but there's a lot of matches that are happening tomorrow. Sporting Kansas City plays at Cincinnati, and that's a chance for KC, obviously, with a win to jump right back over Seattle for first place. So we'll see if that happens. But at the end of the day, for the Sounders, you can only control what you can control. So, they're going to have a game right back in hand, and you are looking for Major League Soccer at that point to make the decision because of everything that's happened with Colorado, because you had a match against Colorado not happen just a few weeks ago. So how are you going to do it? Are you going to do points per game? Because if you do, then the Sounders clearly have the top spot over KC. But you know, we'll see what happens, Pete. It's just interesting. What would you like to see Major League Soccer do? Do you want to see them go to points per game? Does that seem like the most fair option at this point with what they're looking at with Colorado? Because you can't possibly make up all of these games for the Rapids.
That's a tough one, isn't it? Because it's not one or two games. It's five or five games that they've missed with that have been postponed. So I think you have to go, boy, the most honest way to do it would be points per game, right? But because it's five games, it's hard to if you're knocked out because Colorado gets in.
Which is San Jose, Vancouver right now, who've played 2021 respectively, and Colorado's about to play their 15th.
They're going to feel very jaded in that situation. So I think Colorado, it's unfortunate. There's been a lot of craziness with this COVID that's gone on. So I think they are a unfortunate, byproduct of a crazy time.
I have just light bulb, great idea. Here's what you do. You change the playoff structure in the Western Conference, which right now, eight teams get in, 1v8, 2v7, 3-6-4-5. Change that. Add one, and then, because specifically Colorado's going to knock somebody out. It's going to happen if you look at the points per game right now. So you have nine in the Western Conference make it, and you get one bye, and
you hope it's your Seattle Sounders.
I think that's a great idea. Hey, Don Garber, I hope you're listening. Credit me for the idea. Thank you very much. And thank you to all who stayed up tonight and listened. We want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast tonight where the Sounders were able to pick up the win and clinch their playoff spot, the 12th consecutive. Thank you to Craig back in the studio, Terry Ryan here on site. Pete, you did a great job with Matt Johnson today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun. This is a great break to the week to come watch these games or watch them on a TV screen while they're somewhere else. But you know, folks, we are at CenturyLink right now. We're looking at the Seahawks Stadium. It is funny that this is the place that we are doing games from. It's just
surreal.
I'll stay around till Sunday and watch Pete Carroll and his business do their thing with the Seahawks.
We see the football lines out there right now. San Fran in town this Sunday. We'll continue to preview that game on Chuck and Buck. Puck and Slick, Ian Furness, and Softy and Dick all tomorrow. We're live from 6 a. And then tomorrow night, 6 p.m., we'll do the Jimmy Lake Show from 6 to 7, as we always do every Wednesday. And then special Sounders Weekly Wednesday at 7 p.m., Garth Colorado preview. I'll be interviewing Richard Fleming, the Colorado Rapids broadcaster. So a busy, busy Sounders Weekly coming up tomorrow, so tune in for that at 7 p.m. But thank you to Pete and Matt. My name is Jackson Feltz. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow night for Sounders Weekly at 7 p.m. But back down at Providence Park tonight, the Seattle Sounders clinched their 12th consecutive playoff berth, jumped back to first place in the Western Conference with a 2-0 win over Vancouver. Once again, thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the McDelivery Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by McDelivery. Cheer on Sounders FC for the full 90 and never miss a moment of the game with McDelivery. Tune in next time when your Seattle Sounders take on the Colorado Rapids.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.